You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Why doesn't God do something? He has already done it. To the amazement of shepherds and even of angels, the unique and eternal Son of God, the splendor of God's presence and the glory of His very being, was born as a child, a little human baby thing. To the amazement and consternation of both secular and religious authorities, including some soldiers guarding the tomb, the great God raised His Son from the dead by His own great glory, giving Him a name above every name, and turning the ultimate defeat of death into the jubilee of life. Someone I know asked a number of people, "What do you consider the greatest miracle in our day?" Most answered, "The birth of a child." Despite all the scientific accomplishments of the century, and all the natural explanations of things that used to be regarded as mysteries, the birth of a child remains the continuing miracle. In this event, so natural and yet so extraordinary, each baby turns out to be an individual, even though it has five fingers and five toes, as other babies do. In the midst of radio, television, computers, airplanes, space vehicles, organ transplants, open heart surgery, and laser technology, babies are still miracles, marvelously and wonderfully made. Those babies become people, all of whom die. It is a fact of life, bringing up the most remarkable and far-reaching miracle of all. A super miracle, more than a miracle. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, from the grave. Of all the mighty acts of God, this one takes the prize. It marks the exercise of the most prodigious power the world has ever known. It is as real as the miracle of birth, this greatest event in human history. More than a miracle, lighting a fire at the open tomb of Jesus Christ that the darkness has never been able to put out. Here the natural melds with the more than natural, the superhuman with the ordinary. The resurrection of Jesus has been proclaimed as the solid ground of faith in God ever since the apostolic age. Standing up to royalty and to all the trappings of the Roman Empire, St. Paul said simply, "Why is it judged incredible among you that God raises the dead?" Why is the question of the world about Easter? Paul gives his answer. Why not? So do we today, in word and also in song, which may be the most appropriate response people can bring to an event that is more than a miracle, the miracle of all miracles, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead as the first fruits of a great harvest even now coming in. Easter is a feast that does not require many words. It's a feast both of the mind and of the heart. It rouses the spirit and the senses. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The resurrection of Jesus is more than a miracle to be dissected for reasonable proof. It defies logic and affirms not only the existence, but the power of God. Why is it judged incredible among you that God should raise the dead? More than a miracle. The resurrection of Jesus is verification of who God is and how He does things, turning the ordinary into the extraordinary. The resurrection of Jesus asserts His identity as the Savior of the world. with shattering force that can be ignored but not escaped. Early candidates for the faith inquired, "Is this the Christ, or should we look for another?" The earliest Roman prefect in a difficult situation asked Jesus point blank, "Are you a king then?" The resurrection of Jesus answers all the questions, once and for all. More than a miracle, the resurrection of Jesus is the vindication of the power of God over sin and death. His people kept saying and keep on saying today, "As by man came death, so by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. As in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive." In the resurrection of Jesus is the answer of God to the taunts at the crucifixion, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." More than a miracle, the resurrection of Jesus is truth at work, addressed not only in song and in story, but lived in grace and in power that are to be found in his living presence, by his living word made alive through the gift of forgiveness and the promise of life. Christ, once raised from the dead, is never to die again. He is no longer under the dominion of death. What surprised Paul and the others who saw and talked with the resurrected Christ is that the world can be so secular and so blind to the power of God, even when he asserts his grace and truth in the one he has sent to be the world's Savior. His messengers have always met with the blank look and the knowing smile of open skepticism about something that actually does happen every day of the week, with overpowering blindness and with suffocating and negative unbelief. A world surrounded by miracles every day is determined to explain everything away as if the ordinary made the extraordinary impossible. The resurrection of Jesus is more than a miracle. It is a victory for everyone who believes in Jesus. Jesus is alive by resurrection from the dead and commands the faith of people as the Savior of the world. At a certain moment outside Jerusalem's walls where he died, and from that rock-hewn tomb where he was buried on the third day following his death, power of God entered into the dead body of Jesus, and he was able to rise and leave. At the opening of the sealed tomb, when the stone was rolled away before the eyes of the astonished military guard, which was supposed to keep something like this from happening, everybody who saw it was afraid. Why doesn't God do something? He has done it once and for all, marvelously and graciously, reaching out through the one who was raised from the dead, a healing and helping hand in a world deathly afraid of being taken in. Human sin and unbelief are more powerful than they seem to be. They kill, both body and soul. The risen Son of the living God is more powerful than he seems. He offers forgiveness and he gives life to all who believe. "I'm the resurrection and the life," he says. "He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Mountains move as the earth quakes. Nations crumble and money loses its value, but Jesus lives, carrying our nature in victory over death. He is here, and he's also there. The name of Jesus calls attention this day to the life that overcomes death itself. The gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, Lord of both life and death. Talk about miracles. Celebrate this day the miracle of all miracles, more than a miracle, the living power of the living God getting into the lives of ordinary people through faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Do you ask God to forgive you? His answer is yes. receive his forgiveness, and move on as his people. Though injured by politics, economics, and even by their own doubts and hesitations, God's people are always on the move, not stuck in the mud, but standing on the solid rock of the resurrection of Jesus, forgiven and forgiving, they work their way to the cross that leads to the tomb from which the stone has been rolled away. It is a glory road. All who go that way with faith in Jesus are evidence of the power of the living God, themselves more than a miracle, posing a powerful question to the whole world. Why is it thought incredible among you that God should raise the dead? Amen.